welcome to another edition of Sling Stones with Terry Wardle.
Welcome to Sling Stones. This is Terry Wardle. Several of you have asked for information about books and seminars. Any of my books are available on Amazon, so you can go there and find what might be of interest to you. Also, there are two websites I think you may be interested in if you want information about seminars, where I'll be speaking, and so forth. One is called Healing Care Ministries. Just type it in, healingcareministries.org, and you'll find something of my schedule and opportunities. There's another one called HCM International. HCM International. Again, if you go on there, you'll see lots of opportunities if you're interested in seminars. There's also video teachings there, and it'll lead you to a Facebook page and other ways that you can have some resources. So for those that have shown some interest, there you go. That might be a way that you can get some of the information you're looking for. Last time we were present, we talked about present moment, how important it is that we're in the present moment. And that when we get caught in past future focus, often we miss what God is doing and what God is saying in the now. To be honest with you, I'm still growing in this area. It's easy for me to think about things that did happen and rehearse them in my mind over and over again. And if it was something negative, to get my stomach in a real knot. Or I think about things that may be happening and it's easy for me to catastrophize, and the next thing you know, I've worked myself into a frenzy over something that hasn't even happened. This is why God keeps talking to us about being in the present moment, that we are focused, that we're not preoccupied in the presence, but instead that we can ask the Holy Spirit to give us some space so that we can actually just be present with the Lord in the moment, asking Him to speak to us, enjoying fellowship with Him, communing with Him. It takes a lot of focus to be in the present moment. There's a Scottish, I think he's a psychiatrist, I'm not sure, a psychologist. His name's George Bale. And he said something that sounds like double talk, but it really is rich. He said, our problem in life is not that we fail to take notice. Our problem is we fail to notice that we're failing to take notice. Did you hear that? We're not even noticing that we're not noticing. He goes on to say that the only way we're going to in any way change is that we have to start noticing that we're failing to take notice. Sounds a lot like double talk, but in fact, what he's saying is we miss a lot of life by being preoccupied with either things that have happened or things that might happen. I have found in many places people quote the poem Aurora Leigh by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, in which she talked about that every common bush is aflame with God, and yet many of us just sit there picking berries from it, not knowing that we should be taking off our shoes because it's hallowed ground. The present moment is always hallowed ground. And we have to ask the Lord to help us to be more in the present moment. Now, there's a story in Scripture that I want to lift up to you that I think really can help us here. It's a familiar story, and it comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 10. I'm going to read a little bit of it because I think it really sets this up. It tells us that Jesus and his disciples came to this village where there was a woman named Martha who opened her home to them. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. So you see this picture of Mary's off making sandwiches Jesus hadn't ordered, getting beds prepared, fussing to make sure all these things were taken care of. And then there's this sister who is actually seated at the feet of Jesus. Now, Martha was very upset about this. And she wasn't simply upset with Mary, her sister, who was seated at the feet of Jesus, but she was also upset with Jesus himself. And so she comes to Jesus, that being Martha, and says, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left all the work up to me? Tell her to help me. In other words, I'm busy doing things right now, and I need her to help me do these things. And all she's doing is sitting at your feet. Well, we know the line. Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will never be taken away from her. So the question then is, what is the one thing? Jesus said she chose the better thing. Only one thing is necessary. There's a Latin word for this called unum necessarium, unum necessarium, one thing that is necessary. Well, I believe what Jesus is saying in this moment is be present. Be in the present moment. Be present with Him. Don't be somewhere else all preoccupied about things that are happening. Yeah, there are tough things going on, but in many ways, Scripture says in Philippians, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and petition, lift up your concerns before God. He'll take care of you. Put your mind on good things, what's true and right and noble and pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. Let your mind focus on those present moment realities, and other things will take care of themselves. That's not easy, by the way. I find it difficult. And so I have to practice being present in other ways in order that I can be present with God. Let me give you a simple example. And I wrote about this as an exercise in the book, Every Breath We Take. Do you know that many times I eat a meal and I really don't concentrate on the wonder of the flavors and the textures and the taste? I'm simply not present. Why? Because my mind's somewhere else. I'm task-oriented, and I think that eating is a task, so let's get this done. But by doing that, I miss many rich opportunities. So when I'm dealing with students about present moment reality, I often ask them to simply engage in a very simple, plain exercise of eating an orange and eating it very slowly. And so what I'll do is I'll take to class a bunch of oranges and I hand them out. And I tell them first, I want you to simply feel the texture. If your mind begins to wander, bring it back. Feel the texture of the orange with your hand. Bring it up and smell the skin. Be patient and slow as you do this. And then take some time and, you know, bring your fingers down and begin to peel that orange. But when you do, bring it up close to your nose and smell it. And smell that wonderful aroma of the orange. And let some of the juices that begin to spritz out of there come onto your face and onto your fingers and be aware of the whole experience. And then peel the orange very mindfully and then eventually open it up, again smelling it, and take off one of the sections and bring it to your mouth. And then when you bite down on it, be aware of it. And then what you'll find is all of a sudden you'll taste those juices and you pay attention to the way that they're forming in your mouth and going down into your throat across your taste buds. Now, why would I want somebody to eat an orange so slowly, so mindfully, so carefully? Because that kind of an activity can help you be more present in deeper, richer activities, which are the activities of the Holy Spirit who's moving and working in our lives. I think it's important that we slow down and do some of this kind of mindful practice of the presence in order that then we can be present with the Lord. In this book I'm referring to, Every Breath We Take, I talk about how we can embrace spiritual practices that help us to be more present to the Lord. And the purpose of the spiritual practice is not fulfilling some devotional obligation, but instead learning how to be more present to the voice of the Lord, to His love that is with us, and that it will capture our attention and, in some ways, take our breath away. I think this is one of the most important things that we can learn to do as Christians, as we're pursuing to walk the way of Jesus, the way that Jesus walked the way. You know, Jesus would stop in the middle of a fantastic healing and preaching campaign to go off and be present with God, to make sure that He was on and in tune with what God was wanting Him to do. That's present moment commitment. That's present moment awareness. And so I'm encouraging you, we talked about a little bit the last time we were together, is to spend some time simply slowing down, do a little deep breathing, be present to God. Let Him know that you long for Him, that you want to be with Him, and that you want to experience Him in ways you've not experienced Him before. You know, I had an experience watching a cartoon movie with my grandchildren. Now, my purpose of being there was just being with my grandchildren because it's wonderful. My wife fixed them popcorn or snacks, and they all gather together and huddle on a couch, and I get in there with them as grandma does, and it's wonderful. So we were watching this movie, and in the movie, it's called Kung Fu Panda, believe it or not. there is this statement about present moment realities. It says that the past is history. It is behind us. The future is still a mystery. We're not sure what's going to happen. All we have is the gift of now, and that's why they call it the present. Kind of funny that would come through a cartoon character. But the truth of the matter is there's great insight there. That, yeah, the past still does affect us, and there are times we have to deal with the past when there's unresolved issues there. But that's the past. And there is a mystery out ahead of us that we want to be faithful for, and we want to anticipate God in the future. But what Jesus told us is to seek the kingdom of God first. Be in the present moment. Commit to the unum necessarium, to sit at the feet of Jesus. Because when we do that, even for a few moments, we find that great transformation begins to happen. You know, I've come to realize that the kingdom of God moves in the present moment. And if I want to be moving with the kingdom of God, I need to be in the present moment. I need help. I need to ask God to open my ears and my eyes and my taste and my touch to Him. But I need to be present to God. And when I am present to God, I do again come to this amazing realization that God is for me, which I think is something that we all need to embrace every single day, that our God is not this ogre in the sky who's looking to see who's naughty or nice, but He's a Father that wants to pour many blessings out upon His children. For all those that have accepted this grace of God and say, Jesus, take me into your heart and come live in my heart, then the promises of the kingdom become ours. And that means that every present moment contains some gift. That's why they call it the present. And that gift is going to be the gift of God's presence that can transform us forever. I hope you'll think about that and take some time this week to simply back up a little bit and allow the present moment reality of the Lord's love for you to capture your heart anew. God bless you. As always, I hope His face shines right on you, that you have grace upon grace poured out on you, and that you'll know that because His face is turned to you, all things will be well. All manner of things will be well. God bless you.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Grace and peace be with you. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Grace and peace be with you. Until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of His hand and call His face to shine. Until we meet again, God hold you in the palm of His hand.